Renovations. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Courtney Hopkinson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Bang, bang, bang. Jack woke to the sound of banging.
"What's going on?"
he asked, sitting up and rubbing his eyes. Bang, bang, bang.
"Stop making that terrible noise, Jack,"
his mother called from downstairs. Jack looked around his bedroom. Then he realised what was happening.
"Oh no,"
he cried, leaping out of bed and diving towards his desk. He saved the lamp from toppling off the edge just in time. Jack was the only person he knew who had a magic lamp and a genie. Gemini, the genie, wasn't easy to get along with. Gemini only gave Jack one wish a day, and because he was grumpy and played tricks, Jack's wishes hardly ever came true. As Jack rubbed the lamp and waited for Gemini to appear, he wondered what would happen this time. Chapter 2. Renovating.
"I'm busy. What is it?" asked Gemini, looking as grumpy as ever.
"I just wondered about the banging," Jack said.
"I'm renovating," said Gemini.
Jack shrugged. "You'd better keep the noise down, or Mum will find out about you."
"Only the owner of the lamp can see me, so I'll be safe. But you might get into trouble for making too much noise," laughed Gemini, disappearing in a puff of smoke.
Jack went downstairs for breakfast. Just as he was about to eat, there was a huge bang.
"What is that noise?"
asked his mum. "It might be the cat," said Jack.
"Well, he's wearing very big boots,"
said Mum as she raced upstairs. Chapter 3. What's going on?
"Jack!"
yelled his mum from upstairs.
"Come here now!"
Jack ran to his bedroom.
"What's this?"
she asked him. Jack's mouth fell open. His room was full of bricks and lots of dust.
"So?"
said his mum, looking serious.
"What's going on?"
Jack thought quickly.
"Sorry, Mum," he said. "That noise must have been the bricks falling over. I got them yesterday to make a model."
Jack's mum gave him a strange look.
"I'd like to learn to build things," he said weakly.
"We have a garage for that,"
said his mum, shaking her head. When his mum had gone, Jack closed the door and rubbed the lamp. Gemini appeared, shaking dust everywhere.
"What now?" Gemini asked. "I said I was busy."
"I don't want all this mess out here," said Jack.
Gemini took a deep breath.
"Where else am I going to put it?"
he asked Jack.
"Can't you wish it away?" Jack asked.
Gemini looked at him and frowned.
"It doesn't work like that," he said. "You're the one who makes the wishes around here, not me."
Chapter 4. Making some changes. Jack was about to wish the mess away when he realised something.
"You mean you can't make wishes for yourself?" he asked. Gemini shook his head grumpily.
So I could make wishes for you?
Asked Jack slowly.
Yes, said Gemini, looking puzzled.
Well, what if I help you by wishing for your renovation? Asked Jack.
Why would you do that? Asked Gemini.
Because I'm a nice person, smiled Jack. Gemini frowned at Jack.
You want something in return, don't you?
Jack smiled. Well, sort of. Jack made the wish, and Gemini disappeared into his lamp. Jack could hear laughing and yelling from inside. Finally, Gemini appeared again. It was the first time Jack had ever seen him really smile.
My place looks wonderful, Gemini said.
Then he looked serious.
So, what is it you want in return?
I want you to stop being grumpy, said Jack. Gemini frowned.
I am never grumpy, he said grumpily.
Then he disappeared. Jack heard a door slam from inside the lamp. He could see that some things would never change.